All right, 923 KMSD. We welcome in the mayor of the great city of Milbank, South Dakota, Mayor Rafferty on line one. Mayor, always a pleasure to talk with you. How in the world are you for this Tuesday?
I'm doing pretty good today, Jeff. Looking out the window at the nice weather we've got and everything, and realizing it's wintertime here all of a sudden.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, if things continue like this, as far as the snow and how awful the winter's been so far, and it's only December the 9th, we may have to, with the radio station here, we may have to organize some sort of a benefit for the city of Milbank to be able to pay for all the plowing costs. Just starting to think about that right now.
Yeah, then there's that. I think we'll be in good shape. And hopefully, if it gets to be that bad, nobody be going anywhere anyway, so we won't have to plow the street.
Everybody's like, just stay home, forget it. Everything's on hold. All right, so we'll save our questions till the end, if that's okay?
Yep, that'd be just fine. Milbank City Council met last night in our regular monthly session. Had a really good, long meeting with some good discussion. We approved the items on our consent agenda, which consists of our past meeting approval, claims list or our bills list, treasurer's report. We had two new hires for Unity Building attendants and ice rink attendants. I had a new full-time hire for the wastewater. Approved the transfer of the remaining Housing Opportunity Fund balance to the Grant County Development Corporation, then we approved an amendment for engineering services on the 7th Avenue project. During our presentation open forum portion of the meeting, our Park and Rec Director, Boyd Van Born, recognized Judy Frank as an outstanding employee. She works out at Unity and teaches either two or three classes. I know she does a sitting exercise class, and I believe a senior size, and then a line dancing class. But really enthusiastic, and her attendees and everybody that's involved with us really excited. So it was that was kind of a fun thing for us to do. We then had a public hearing about our water treatment plant upgrades, which we talked about here, I believe, a couple months ago. The council passed a resolution last night authorizing the application of the state water to get our application to the state water plan for a total of, I believe it was just over $39 million. The way that process works is the council has a public hearing, gets input from the community, and then passes a resolution, goes out to the state. State says, okay, they want to do this. And then in March, they have a hearing to award the funds. At that time, the city has the option to say, yes, we're going to proceed, or no, we're not going to proceed. It's just cost prohibitive, or we found a better way. So our action last night does not commit us to spending any more money than what we spent on the study. It's just a part of the process that if we get to that point and we're on the plan, we've taken action, the state will give us the nod and say, we're going to partially fund this or fully fund it over a couple years, and then we go from there. So not a final action, but we did have, I believe there were 8 to 10 members from the public there last night at our meeting, got real good input, a lot of good questions back and forth. And then we had a gentleman on from First District of Local Governments that talked about rates and what the public could possibly see if we do go with the funding and we have to repay a loan, what our rates would look like. Then we had the exact same discussion with the wastewater treatment upgrades, which we had our plant evaluated, and they looked everything over, and their estimate for phase one of the project was $17.5 million. So a lot of good back and forth questions on that as well. And again, at the end of that discussion, the council passed the resolution authorizing the submittals there. And again, that's the same thing as the water one. The submittals request has to be in by January 1st. And then there's a decision made in March on if you're approved for funding. And then the city would have to make a determination if that's the direction they want to go. So a lot of good discussion there. In our action items, the council approved resolution 12-8-25, which is a contingency resolution, transfers money from our contingency fund out into the other funds that may need or other line items that need so an influx of cash. Approved the first reading of Ordinance 862, which was a supplemental budget, which again transfers money from surplus into the regular budget. And then we had the first reading of Ordinance 863, which is 2026 appropriations ordinance, and that passed, which sets our funding for next year. We approved a airport layout plan. We have some projects that need to get done out there. And this was us approving the master plan, which gets submitted to the FAA. And then there was a federal grant pre-application in with that as well. The council reviewed our sign ordinance for street signage along the highway, billboards, I guess would be a better way to describe it. Had good input from the Planning and Zoning Board and the council, and it'll go back now before the Planning and Zoning Board for final review and any changes that were identified last night, and then come back to council for final approval. And then we got engineers' progress report on the projects going on around the community and what the status of those are. And then had department reports. The one call out that I had there is tomorrow night at 5, starting probably at 5:15, is their annual Shop with a Cop event up at Lewis Drug. And I believe Corey said that he had 31 kids signed up for that. So that's a pretty neat event. If anybody would like to go up and be involved with that or contribute to that at all, reach out to Corey at our regular business phone number. Sorry, I don't have it here right in front of me, but get involved with that, and it's really a good cause in our law enforcement community, which is city, county, and state, and then the conservation officers. Really do a great job with that, and we appreciate any support that our residents can give them. And that wrapped it up. It was about 4 hours.
Yeah, I was going to say that's a nice long meeting right there.
Yeah, the part of it, we talked about water quite a bit, and I've been involved with just about every meeting and then Zoom meetings with staff during the week. And I have I'd like to think I have a pretty good handle on what's going on. So I don't really have a lot of questions during the meeting. And it's interesting to me to see the questions that come from other folks and get their input and learn more, because there's things that, questions that I don't think of, and it's really an interesting process that involves a lot of money. it's got to be a community decision, you know, to which direction we go with the water. That needs to be everybody involved. The wastewater is kind of a different animal because that is something that we have to do. All of our wastewater goes in the plant, and then we discharge into the Whetstone Creek, and our effluent going out the other end has to meet certain standards, so we have to make sure and that that plant's operating well. But the water, we have a little bit of time to make some decisions.
So what you mentioned, questions. Folks had a lot of questions, and there were a lot of questions being asked. What were some of the questions that that folks were asking?
And I guess had well, it was pretty good because we have options, and to give a short snippet of what we're seeing right now, I guess is the main thing is we see a lot of red water. As Melbank has grown, we have 3, 4, 5 different water sources, I believe is the correct number. There's 3 wells and then 2 springs. And we've always in the past had the luxury of a good amount of water coming from the springs, which is high quality, good, clean water that we could blend with our well water, which is not good quality water. There's a lot of iron and manganese in it, which leads to the rusty color. As Melbank has grown and our water consumption has gone up, we're using primarily well water, which is a lesser quality, which necessitates a treatment solution or addressing the treatment to get some of the iron out because it has a negative effect on our population as far as coloring, orange water, maybe some taste issues, and then a real big impact on our commercial users, the motels, the restaurants, the hospital, Valley Queen, all of those entities that use water that need to have a good quality water have put in very expensive filtration systems on their own, and they're pretty high maintenance and pretty expensive to keep operating. So that's the driving force behind the process. That was a lot of questions focused around that, from what do we expect to accomplish? Is the water safe to drink? Which the answer is yes. That needs to be known right away. There are some high levels of some sodium and sulfate that the people need to be aware of. That if they're on a low sodium diet, that they should be aware of how much water they're drinking. The contaminant side, the total dissolved solids of the iron and manganese, we try to flush our hydrants and keep good fresh water in our system at all times, but it's impossible to stay ahead of it. So those are some of the key issues, and those were questions people had. You know, maybe we treat some of the water in the community, maybe we don't. And then how do you divide that up of what you treat and what you don't? And I mean, you would be talking basically a whole second set of pipes in the community. The other thing, which was in phase 2 of the presentations, was getting water from another source farther away and bringing that in and blending it with our well water to bring the amount of, I use the word contaminants, but it's total dissolved solids, iron, manganese, would bring that level down, and we would be back like we were with the springs before. But unfortunately, that solution is quite a ways out. We've applied for water rights, and we got to, the state evaluates that, and that's a several-year process there. So good discussion about that as well.
You mentioned rates as far as what that could possibly look like. What kind of, I guess, potential increase are we looking at?
It would go up probably incrementally to $95 to $100 a month, which I believe our rate is between around $45 a month right now for water. So it would be, you'll be looking at double for the water rates. And then wastewater would probably be about the same. So you'd see a huge increase in the bills, in the monthly billing. And that is something that the council is keenly aware of. And it wouldn't be like today it's $45 and tomorrow it would be $90. It would be incremental changes. There were scenarios discussed about people's ability to pay. Most of the commercial users or the apartment places can pass along the cost, increased cost. The homeowners, especially those on fixed incomes, cannot pass along the cost. They got to figure out how to pay for it. So the council is keenly aware of that, and we're looking at some options there, reduced rates based on usage and income, and there are a lot of different formulas out there. But I think step one for us is to do a rate study and see exactly where we're at and what the projections will be and the justifications for the increase, and get that out in the public's hands so they can look at it and get good, solid feedback on how people feel.
I would imagine that that's something that is like, we don't really want to do this as far as raise rates, but we have to. We have no choice.
It's and that's why I say it's a community decision, because there's people that are, really affects the quality of the water, with the orange water, red water, iron, and the manganese in it. And then there's some people that probably just don't care about it. And if is it worth an extra $45, $50 a month to have absolutely perfect water coming out? So it's kind of an interesting dynamic when you look at it from that perspective. It's like, sure, everybody would like good water and good, nice, clear tap water, but it's going to cost you. Then then the viewpoint changes, I guess.
Absolutely. Mayor, we appreciate it. Thank you so much for jumping on each and every month. Want to wish you and your family a happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year. And we look forward to chatting with you again in January.
Thank you, and happy holidays to you too, Jeff.